Thank you. In December, the Gallup poll revealed that many Americans are struggling with their emotional health.
2022年12月份，这个盖洛普民意调查发现，有很多人他们情绪上有很多的问题。
In fact, our nation's emotional health is the lowest that it's been for over 20 years.
其实，现在目前阶段，美国人民的这个情绪健康大概是近二十年当中最低的目前。
Right now, only 31% of Americans say they would describe their mental health as excellent.
目前只有大概31%的人会选择说他们的情绪健康是很好的。
2 years ago, that was 45%.
两年前那个数据是45%。
Of course, COVID played a part of that with us being in isolation.
当然，新冠疫情在其中有不可磨灭的作用。
But the economy and the lack of civility and the harsh words that people are using these days have caused our emotional health to go down.
造成这个现象的原因当然还有其他的经济上的衰退或者是通货膨胀，还有现在越发的这个缺乏礼貌跟端庄，还有这个大家彼此之间说话都是相互伤害的这些话语都造成情绪健康越来越低。
Perhaps the most staggering statistic to come out of this was that 11% of people said that last year they thought of committing suicide.
可能最惊人的数据大概是去年有很多人想过要自杀。
What was not reported in this Gallup report was the place that faith has with emotional health.
但是这个盖洛普的这个民意调查当中可能没有办法显示的是信仰在一个人情绪健康当中所起的作用。
And I believe that faith is the most significant factor in being emotionally healthy.
我相信信仰是给一个人能够情绪健康不可或缺的一份力量。
A century ago, the psychologist Carl Jung said something very significant.
大概100年前，这个心理学家卡尔隆格曾经说过一些话。
Sorry, I lost the picture. He said this. He said that there is a vast neurotic wasteland that people are experiencing right now.
荣格曾经说过，我们饱受一个巨大的神经质的痛苦。
And he said the reason that we're in this wasteland is because people have cut themselves off from God.
荣格说，为什么人会处在这样一个很大的空虚的神经质的痛苦当中，是因为我们把我们自己与我们的本源，也就是神切断了。
And when you turn away from God, your life becomes empty,meaningless and without purpose.
当你这么做的时候，与神切断的时候，人生就变得空虚，没有意义，也找不到目标。
And that is the great challenge for us as we go into this new year.
这也是我们走进2023年这新的一年要面临的挑战。
How can we strengthen our emotional health?
我们怎么样能够加深我们情绪上的健康？
I have some presuppositions before we start this discussion.
当我们讨论之前，我们需要一些预设，一些前提假设。
And the first is that God wants you to be emotionally healthy.
首先，第一点是神是希望你也能够情绪健康的。
Jesus said it very clearly.
耶稣曾经很清楚地说道。
Sorry, this is turning without me even turning it. Jesus said this. He said,The first priority in all of life is to love God.
神曾经说到，我们这一生最大的目标，第一大的诫命就是尽心、尽性、尽心、尽力爱主你的神。
Not to say that you love God, but to actually love God.
不是仅仅在口上说，而是真的能够实实在在的真的爱神，活出来。
With all of your heart.
全心的。
With all of your strength,
全力的,
with all of your mind,
尽性的,
this is a total commitment to loving God passionately every day.
这就是非常饱含热情的来爱神，主动的爱神。
And the second is to love people with all of our heart, soul, and mind.
第二大诫命就是要尽心尽性的爱人。
And these two can never be separated.
这两大诫命从来不可分割。
You cannot say, I love God and I don't like you.
你没法说我爱神，但我不爱你。
That's impossible.
这是不可能的。
And you cannot say, I don't like you, but I love God.
你没法说我不爱你，但我爱神。
Our love for God and our love for people is the number one measure of emotional health in a person's life.
我们到底能不能爱人爱神是衡量我们到底情绪是否健康的一个指标。
And emotional health is built on the Emmanuel principle.
情绪健康是建立在以马内利，神与我们同在这个根基之上。
That God is with us.
神与我们同在。
And God has squeezed our hand and said, I love you.
神曾经紧紧握住我们的手说我爱你。
And because God has said, I love you, that's why we must love each other.
因为神紧紧抓住我们对我们说我爱你，我们必须紧紧抓住彼此也爱彼此。
Let's take a look in the book of Philippians. The Apostle Paul has given us essentials to building our emotional health.
我们下面来看看腓立比书当中使徒保罗来讲讲三个不可或缺的，如何到底能做到这一点。
And the first is to trust Jesus to redeem the past.
第一点就是相信耶稣能够救赎我们的过去。
Sorry, this keeps jumping on me. In verse 13 it says, forgetting what is behind.
在腓立比书三章第十三节当中说到忘记背后。
Our past can cripple us.
我们的过去可以使我们瘫痪。
It can alter the present. It can drastically change the future of our lives.
它可以改变我们的现在，也可以让我们的将来一塌糊涂。
Now here is the truth for every person in this room.
这是对每一个人都是真实的一个真相。
In 2022, you sinned.
2022年
We can all own that.
我们可以可能大家都有很多的遗憾。
We have all fallen short of God's glory and God's law.
我们肯定是有很多做的不荣耀神的地方。
We are all broken people.
我们都是破碎的人。
So what do you do with the brokenness of last year?
所以你对于2022年你的破碎你要怎么去面对？
You can live with regret.
你可以沉浸在这个
遗憾当中。Oh, if I had only done that.
假如我那么做就好了。
Or if I only hadn't done that.
假如我没那么做就好了。
I know this happens to me quite frequently.
这个在我常常发生。
I'll say some harsh words to someone I love.
我会对我所爱的人说一些很。
They come out of my mouth. I don't know where they come from.
我可能都我自己都没意识到这些话就冒出来了。
But I can see them going across the room.
但是我知道这些话已经到达对方耳中了。
And I wish I could go and grab them before they hit someone's ears.
我真希望我能抓住那些话，在他到达对方之前，我能抓住并让他撤回。
I don't know if that's ever happened to you.
我不知道这有没有在你们当中发生过。
But what do you do when you know you've blown it in a relationship with someone you love?
但是如果你知道你属于一段关系。
Regret is not a good way to do that.
遗憾肯定不是一个好的方法。
The second way that we deal with it is try to numb the pain.
我们也可以试图对伤痛来麻木。
And there are so many different ways that you can numb the pain today.
今天我们可以用很多的方式来对伤痛麻木。
You can drink that third glass of wine.
你可以喝一杯酒。
You could take another pill.
你可以吃药。
What a lot of young people do today is they cut themselves.
今天很多年轻人甚至会割他们自己。
That is not an appropriate way to deal with the pain.
这都不是一个怎么样去面对伤痛的正确的方式。
Another is to live with unresolved anger.
我们也可以背着那些没有解决的怒气活着。
If you don't forgive people, for the hurts that they've done in your life, you're chained to them.
如果你没法饶恕别人对你造成的伤痛，这些伤痛就会成为一个锁链，一直捆绑着你。
And you'll never be free from that pain until you forgive them.
直到你肯原谅、饶恕对方，你永远都在被困在当中，好像囚禁一样。
That pain could have happened yesterday.
这个疼痛可能发生在昨天。
It could have happened 20 years ago.
可能发生在20年前。
But people are chained to that pain unless they forgive.
人们就一直被着这些伤痛给捆绑着、囚禁着、好像牢笼一样，直到他们愿意饶恕。
The other way of doing it is to let Jesus redeem our past by faith.
另一个我们可以做的选择是我们可以借着信让耶稣来救赎我们的过去。
To claim God's promises.
来宣扬耶稣的应许。
In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 17, it says, Their sins and lawless act I will remember no longer.
希伯来书十章十七节说到，我不再纪念他们的罪愆和他们的过犯。
Now this is not suggesting that God has a bad memory.
这我并不是要说神的记忆力不好。
What this is saying is that God has the ability to forgive sin.
这乃是说神他有这个能力他能够忘记能够不再纪念放下这个罪愆和过犯。
Jesus can set you free today.
耶稣今天能够释放你。
You can walk out of this room having your past dealt with.
你今天如果你愿意的话你可以真的是非常轻松的被释放的走出这个房间。
A second promise in Acts chapter 3.
第二个应许是在《使徒行传》。
Peter is telling the people in Jerusalem who have just crucified the Lord that their sins can be wiped out.
当时彼得在《使徒行传》三章十九节那里彼得告诉那些刚刚把耶稣钉十字架的那些犹太人对他们说。
Now, when writing took place in the ancient world, there was no acid in the ink.
所以当时彼得对那些杀害耶稣的人说我们当悔改归正使我们的罪得以涂抹。当时新约那个时代人们写书信的时候是写在一个沙草纸上。
So if you wanted to change the writing, you simply needed to take a moistened sponge and wipe the word and it would come right off.
所以那个时候人们用的那个墨水啊它是没有酸在里面的所以当时那个字迹写上去呢不会印进去只是飘在这个沙草纸的表面所以如果想涂抹一些字迹的话只要用一个湿的海绵轻轻擦字迹就可以擦掉。
So what Peter is saying here is that even for the folks that put Jesus on the tree, their sins can be cleared.
所以彼得在这里说，甚至那些将耶稣钉十字架的犹太人，如果他们愿意的话，他们的罪也可以得以涂抹。
If that sin can be cleared, every sin can be cleared.
如果那么大的罪能够被涂抹，那每一个罪都可以被涂抹。
Forgiveness is a, and guilt is a guilt and shame are tremendous problems that nag people.
当这些罪疚、这些遗憾、这些内疚感很多时候捆绑人很多年。
Very early in my ministry, I was called to a elderly woman's house.
在我传道生涯的早期，我曾经和一位年长的妇女曾经有一次交谈。
And this woman was in her 90s.
这个妇女她已经九十多岁了。
And she said, Pastor Scott, she has.I sinned when I was a teenager.
他说Scott 牧师，我年轻的时候，青少年的时候犯了一件罪。
And I have been living with the guilt of that act for 80 years now.
但自从那以后，我带着这个罪的这个担子过了八十年。
And I just feel like it's a tremendous burden that I carry.
所以我觉得我身上的重担实在是非常重，重的压得我喘不过气来。
And I shared with her the story of Jesus' ability by his grace to wipe out our sins.
所以我跟她分享耶稣蛮有权能可以抹去她身上的罪。
So I told this elderly woman,
所以我告诉这个年长的妇女,
You have two choices.
你有两个选择。
You can continue to carry this sin by yourself.
你可以继续背着你这个罪担。
Or today, you can take this sin to Jesus and say, Jesus, wipe it out.
或者你有另外一个选择，你愿意将它交给耶稣，让耶稣将你的罪过涂抹。
She decided, I'm going to turn it over to Jesus.
所以她决定选择将这些罪担啊交给耶稣。
And so we prayed together.
所以我们一起祷告。
She confessed this sin to the Lord.
她向神来啊忏悔，来表白她的罪。
Asked His forgiveness.
然后恳求神的怜悯和饶恕。
And said, I believe what Jesus said in His promise.
她说到，我相信耶稣的应许。
And she looked up, and she had the biggest smile on her face.
当我们祷告结束的时候，她脸上露出非常自由的微笑。
A burden that she had carried for 70 years.
这个罪担让她背了七十多年。
Was gone.
就消失了。
So as we begin this new year, whatever has occurred in 2020.